Welcome to the Financial Freedom Report. This is your host, Jason Hartman, and this show is basically a sampler of our larger newsletter entitled The Financial Freedom Report, Financial Self-Defense in Uncertain Times. In each show, we'll share with you just one sampler article of our larger newsletter. The newsletter is available at jasonhartman.com, and we would love to have you join our subscriber family. The newsletter is usually about 16 to 20 pages long, and it usually has about 18 or 20 articles of different interest. So here is one of those articles as a free sample for you, and please join our subscriber family at jasonhartman.com.
Does your investment portfolio have termites? By Mark McVeigh, MD. Do your investments have termites? It may sound like an odd question, but if you're like many Americans with typical savings accounts and mutual fund stock portfolios, then you are subjecting yourself to the ravages of a specific type of termite which is slowly and clandestinely devouring away at your financial portfolio, taking away the prospects of a secure retirement with it. What type of termite could do such a dastardly thing, you ask? This termite is called inflation, and it is both the scourge of financial security and the product of our current monetary system. Allow me to explain. Most of us have been brought up to believe that saving and investing are good and getting into debt is bad. While I certainly agree with this general sentiment, it contains one important fallacy. It presumes that the money supply in our economy is static. The reality could not be further from the truth. The money supply is increasing at an ever faster pace. You see, every dollar added into the economy cheapens those already in existence, and the Federal Reserve, in conjunction with the government, are increasing the supply of dollars and credit at an alarming rate. This means that your savings and portfolio accounts are being reduced in value as the dollars they convert into buy progressively less and less. Sadly, this termite assault on your wealth is ongoing and relentless. But, you ask, I heard on the radio that inflation was under control, that the CPI, Consumer Price Index, was relatively low. What gives? Suffice it to say that the CPI is sufficiently manipulated by the government to give the public a much more benign view of inflation than actually exists. To see just how ravaging this inflation termite is, simply look around you. Oil, commodities, healthcare, education, housing, food, and now even postage have been going up substantially in the last few years. These increases far eclipse the relatively modest gains in the stock market over the same time period. Now, at this point, I presume you're scratching your head and asking, well, how do I eliminate this termite? How can I secure my financial house from this destructive insect? The truth is that there is no Orkin man, no Terminix for this type of pest. That would require a major overhaul of our monetary system. Alas, we are stuck with this troublesome termite for the foreseeable future. However, and this is where it gets interesting, while you can't eliminate this pestilence, you can use it to your own advantage to maintain and grow your wealth, rather than have your wealth eaten away. How, you say? By properly turning the tables on our financial system and becoming a debtor. Heretical, no? If you recoiled in disgust, I understand, as it runs counter to the way many of us have been brought up. But allow me to elaborate. By debt, of course, I don't mean going out and indulging yourself on fancy meals, cars, and vacations. There is no long-term benefit of purchasing those items using debt. In contrast, by selectively purchasing tangible assets which throw off cash flow, and by buying these assets with the bank's dollars in the form of a mortgage or loan, you achieve the financial equivalent of a double play. Long-term, your asset most likely increases in price as more and more dollars flood the economy. Just as importantly, you are paying for that asset year after year in progressively worthless dollars thanks to the inflation termite eating away at the dollars you're now repaying to the bank. Not only is this a shining example of leverage, It can also be thought of as a form of financial martial arts. You are harnessing the energy of your opponent, inflation, and using it against him. Of course, one of the best asset classes with which to follow this path is investment real estate, a proven path to wealth for many and a good hedge against inflation. In the interim, your tenant helps pay your debt obligations while you allow the aforementioned economic forces to work their magic. Of course, you have to do your due diligence and choose your properties and loans carefully. Nevertheless, this is a powerful technique to build long-term financial wealth. How ironic that the best defense against the termite of inflation is an investment property with a big mortgage.
I hope you enjoyed that sampler article from the Financial Freedom Report. In each issue, we discuss creating wealth through the most historically proven investment in human history, and that is income property. We also discuss home-based business opportunities, internet business opportunities, solopreneurship, and becoming a lifestyle entrepreneur. So please take a look at the Financial Freedom Report at jasonhartman.com. We have a lot of free content on that website, properties, business opportunities, a fantastic blog, and our larger show, The Creating Wealth Show, also is available at jasonhartman.com or on iTunes. We have a whole bunch of shows. Just search Jason Hartman in the iTunes store. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll look forward to talking with you on the next Financial Freedom Report.